This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 321, Beginner's Guide to Earning Passive Income by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and I am here every single day reading to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship that we can find. And before we get to today's post, is your Wi-Fi slowing down at the office or when you're working from home? Then it's time for you to upgrade your Wi-Fi. Netgear's business Wi-Fi 6 products, like their Orbi Pro Mesh systems and Wi-Fi 6 access points, represent the latest in Wi-Fi technology. They deliver unmatched speeds, coverage, enterprise-level security, and 4 times the network capacity, whether you're at the office or working from home. The world runs on Wi-Fi. Small businesses and home offices are no exception. Visit netgear.com/business and use code OPTIMAL10 at checkout to save 10%. And we're going to get right to today's post from Michelle as we optimize your life. Beginner's Guide to Earning Passive Income by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Passive income has been an interest of mine for the past few years. However, up until recently, I never really did anything about this goal. Dreaming is nice, but nothing happens unless you actually start making some changes. And that is just what I plan on doing over the next few years. Currently, passive income is a big interest of mine because I want to continue to bring in an income while being able to focus on other goals of mine, which may not generate income now or ever. I also want to diversify my income streams so that I'm not too reliant on one area. This way, I can focus on what I want to do while not having to worry about how much money I'm bringing in. Following are different passive income-related questions you may be wondering about. We will discuss what passive income is, the positives of earning passive income ideas, and the hard work that goes along with it. What is passive income? To start off, we should probably answer the question, what is passive income? Well, passive income is when you make money, but there is not a ton of work to do in the future in order to continually earn more money. You, of course, need to do something in the beginning in order to set yourself up for the income, but after most of the legwork is done, income continuously comes in without much effort from you. There might be a little maintenance here and there after you set it up, but overall, the passive income stream should continue to operate on its own. Why would a person want to earn passive income? Passive income is great, and I touched upon some of the positive reasons earlier. Some of the positives of earning passive income include: you can make money with little work to maintain it. This is a huge positive of passive income. Who wouldn't want to continue to make money with little work needed to maintain it? You want to do what you love while still making money so that you can pay your bills. You want to retire, but you would feel more comfortable doing so if you were still bringing in an income. You want to start a family. Passive income may mean you have more time to devote to your family since you may be able to work less. This is a big reason for why I want passive income. You want to travel extensively, but you want to bring in an income to support yourself. What are some passive income ideas? Passive income sounds great, right? You are now probably wondering how exactly you can go about earning passive income. Some passive income streams may require more setup than others, and some are riskier than others. Each of the ways you're about to hear have their positives and negatives, so definitely do your research. Some passive income ideas include: 1. Affiliate marketing. Affiliate income is what I am currently working on. I earned around $10,000 in affiliate income in just the month of March, and the majority of those earnings came from just a few posts that I wrote a while ago. While blogging is definitely not passive because of the amount of work that goes into it, affiliate income can be very passive in that old affiliate reviews can continue to bring in income. 2. Rental real estate. Some consider rental real estate passive, while others don't. If the rental property is in good shape and you have good renters, then there is probably very little work that needs to be done in order to continually bring in an income. This is considered especially passive if you outsource the property management duties and home maintenance tasks. 3. Dividends from your investment portfolio. This is one of the passive income ideas that many take part in. 4. Distributions from companies in which you are not active. At my old day job as a financial analyst, I saw many clients who received hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, or sometimes even in the millions, from distributions where they were not active in the company. Must be nice. 5. Royalties from something you have created, such as a book, a patent, etc. Is it hard to earn passive income? Passive income through any of these passive income ideas requires hard work, but it is attainable. Passive income is definitely not a way to get rich quick. You may have to sacrifice sleep, work multiple jobs, and more in order to build your passive income stream. Passive income usually requires a lot of hard work in the beginning, or everyone would be doing it. If you want it badly enough, though, then earning passive income can be well worth it. If you do it right, you may be able to earn an income well into the future with little maintenance needed. You just listened to the post titled Beginner's Guide to Earning Passive Income by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Thank you to BKA Content for sponsoring this episode. Did you know that websites with blogs receive 67% more leads on average compared to those who don't? And as a business owner or entrepreneur, having a functional and informational website is crucial to driving leads. So getting into the habit of consistent blogging is almost essential. But we understand that business owners and entrepreneurs wear many hats and have a ton of responsibilities on their plates, and this is where BKA Content comes in. BKA Content is a content writing agency with 10-plus years of experience that offers monthly subscriptions that deliver ready-to-be-published blog posts straight to your inbox. They're not only writing the content for you, you can even get social media posts, stock images, meta, title tags, and keyword research done by your dedicated account manager. You can choose from 4 different subscriptions depending on the content volume you need. And if you're interested in trying it out, just go to bkacontent.com/OSD to learn more and to get your free month of blogs. That's bkacontent.com/OSD to learn more and get your free month of blogs. And let me take a minute to thank Michelle. She created Making Sense of Sense to keep track of her financial progress, help readers improve their finances, and help her own personal finances. One example, due to this, she was able to pay off $38,000 in student loans in 7 months. She lived in an RV touring North America, and now she lives on a sailboat. She and her husband sold their house and became full-time travelers. And like so many of the authors on our shows, she went from being in debt to financially free, and she documents the journey on her blog. She publishes monthly income updates and shares how she earns over $100,000 a month online, and she's pretty open about it, so you can check all that info out. Again, her site is MakingSenseOfSense.com, a little play on words there. But that'll do it for me today. I thank you so much for listening and for being a subscriber of the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow where I'm going to have a post from entrepreneur Ryan Hoover. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.